our Father, our God, for whom we have come here to worship together as a body, is a God that keeps covenant. Has he said a thing? He was speaking in the book of Numbers 23. And will he not bring it to pass? He is a faithful God. I don't know what God has promised you, and it looks like time is not in your favor. I want you to know that our God is faithful. He said heaven and earth will pass away, but not an iota, not a jot of what is written in my word. Thank you, Abba Father, for your reassurance to us this morning that you are God who keep his words, who keep his covenant, who keep his promises. Thank you, Abba Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. May I appreciate our fathers in the Lord, our vicar, Reverend Professor Anusiem, and our daddy, Reverend Canon Professor Ona, and my brother, Reverend Dr. Aniago, for giving me the opportunity to stand here for us to share together. Nobody is a superstar. We are all together, brothers and sisters in Christ. Praise the Lord. And I'm trusting the Lord that today he will grant us utterance. He will lead us every moment of this prayer meeting, and we will pray in accordance with his mind and his will in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. The Lord is here with us. He is going to answer our prayers. He's a God that answers prayer. And I have it seated on my heart, thoroughly convinced that he will meet us at our points of need in Jesus' name. It doesn't matter how old that problem has been, or how difficult, or how challenging, or how impossible it looks. I know that we have a God who by his spoken words created heavens and the earth. Everything that is seen and unseen, the Lord made them all. And we are here today. We are in Christ Jesus. If you're not, the opportunity will also come for you. Because the Bible is very clear. It says that the prayer of a sinner is an abomination unto God. So before we begin to pray, if you have not received Christ in your life as your Lord and personal Savior, the opportunity is there. It doesn't require much. Just acknowledge that you're a sinner, repent of them, and invite Jesus to come into your heart and become your Lord and Savior. As simple as that. If you genuinely say this prayer, he will come. What did he take the thief on the cross? Just one moment of repentance. And the master said to him, Jesus said to him, today you will be where? With me in paradise. So it doesn't matter. Your case is not over until Jesus says it is over. Praise the Lord. Can we turn our Bibles to James chapter 5? Let's look at our text very briefly. James chapter 5, we will read just 2 verses, because that's where our exhortation is anchored. Praise the Lord. James 5:14-15.
James 5:14. Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. 15. Such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. And if you have committed any sins, you will be forgiven.
And so shall it be for all of us today in Jesus' name. And our topic of consideration is the prayer of faith. And so we'll be looking at very briefly in the next couple of minutes, because we have quite a number of other things to do today. So we have to be very brief and direct to the point. We'll be looking at what are the components of a prayer of faith. What are those things that need to be in place necessarily as you offer a prayer of faith, so that that result that you desire will be yours. The number one thing is that the person who is making the prayer of faith must believe in Jesus Christ. Must. It's not optional. Praise the Lord. So if you're here and you want to join us as we make prayer of faith today, that is the first thing that you need to do if you have not done it. And like I shared, or I prayed when we were making our earlier prayer, that the thief on the cross, that was just simply what he did. Just believe, last moment. And his prayer was answered instantly. So, it does not require long sentences. It does not require long hour of prayer. It is not marked by your efficiency or proficiency in English. The first thing that must be there is, do you believe? The Syrophoenician woman, we know the story, but we won't go into it. It was the same thing in Mark chapter 7. If you want to read it in detail, you go to Mark 7 from verse 24. It was the same thing. He was not qualified, which means he couldn't receive healing from the master, because God told her, you cannot take what belongs to the children and give to those. But the woman exercised her belief in Christ by her comment, and she received an instant answer. That was a prayer of faith. Like I said, it's not about how voluminous or how old you have been in the Lord. The moment the Lord gauges your heart, remember he searches our heart, and he sees that it was made with every sincerity of purpose, he will answer. Praise the Lord. So that's the first requirement if you're going to be involved in making prayer of faith now and going forward. The second one is that you speak it out. If you look at the thief on the cross, the Syrophoenician woman, or even the centurion, for instance, they all did what? They spoke out. Many times when you call for prayer, some people start sleeping. Some people will be mute, they won't say anything, and some people's mind will go off, they will tune off. But for you to make a prayer of faith, you have to verbalize it, voice it out. Look at all the people that Jesus commended. They all said what they wanted. So from today, I plead of you, brethren, when they pray, it is not a moment to catch a quick nap. It is not a moment to think about the pot of rice that you don't know how you are going to prepare. It is not the moment for you to begin to think about the contract that is eluding you. If those things are yours, our God will make it possible. Even through means that you never knew about. Praise the Lord. So verbalize it when we pray. The prayer of faith must also agree with the will of God. It's not just your wishing. Proverb wants to be the president, or want to overtake Aliko Dangote. If the Lord has not said it, and you are praying about it, you're wasting your time. It has to be in line. That is why we have to spend quality time in the place of prayer, so that we decipher what the Lord is really saying. You want to kill yourself because somebody that is precious, the breadwinner, died. And the Lord said, if I allow this person to live the next 24 hours, he'll backslide. So I have to take him so that he will not miss heaven. That may be why he took that to your loved one. Meanwhile, you have been crying and you have been angry with God for years. God sure knows what he is doing. You can't fault him. I can't fault him. Praise the Lord. When Jesus shared the agony and the kind of death he was going to pass through, a Jim brother by his side, who? What's his name? Peter, said, Onyisifichano, you don't know what you are saying. And in our own eyes, if we are to, assuming we didn't know what transpired, we say that Apostle Peter loves Jesus. But was he making a prayer of faith? No. Why was he not making a prayer of faith? Because he was not praying in line with the will of God. And many times, all of us gathered here, we make such prayer. You want to jackba? Has the Lord asked you to jackba? If he asks you to jackba as he asked Abraham, the jackbaring will bring out something. If he does not ask you to jackba, like Lord jackbaed to Sodom and Gomorrah, you will come back with your wife turning to a pillar of salt. May it not be our portion. Going out or not going out is not the issue. The issue is, what is the will of God concerning the matter? Praise the Lord. The fourth thing that necessarily has to be in place is perseverance. If you're making a prayer of faith, an indication that you really believe is that you are persevering. Look at what he said, Jesus said in Luke verse 18. When you have time, you can read it, 1 to 8. He taught us about prayer of faith, and one of the ingredients is that you have to persevere. For some people, they will give birth immediately they marry. For some people, God is preparing Isaac. For some people, God is preparing Samuel. Your destiny, your purpose and your mission, and the way God blesses and intends to bless you is not the same with the next man. Let no man be your parameter. Let Jesus be the one we all look up to. God will come. When he will come, he will not delay a second. Can I hear somebody say amen to that? So we need to persevere when we are making a prayer of faith. And finally, before we begin to pray, I want us to know, and know very well, that God must accept you before accepting your prayer. We remember the story of Cain and Abel. Praise the Lord. The Lord said concerning the prayer of Abel that the Lord accepted Abel before accepting what? His sacrifice. He did not accept Cain, and therefore did not accept his sacrifice. The same thing with praise and worship. It's not about how melodious. It's not about how excited people are when you are singing. The first and the most important thing is, who is the one leading in the praise and worship? Has the Lord accepted him? The Lord will accept you before accepting your praise and worship. The Lord will accept you as we come to give our offering this morning. The most important thing is you who is making that offering. If he accepts you, he will accept your offering. If he rejects you, he rejects your offering, not minding the volume. The same thing with a prayer of faith. The Lord must first of all accept that person who is making that prayer. It's not about the eloquency or the fluency, or you know much about how to pray, or you have been in prayer team or prayer group for decades. No. Who are you before God? Has He accepted you? It is good to believe in God, but God also has to accept you. Does Satan not believe in God? He believes. But God has not accepted him. And therefore, his prayer can never, ever be accepted by God. Praise the Lord. So these are just a few things that the Lord laid in my heart, and that when we will go straight into our session of prayer. And the first prayer I want to make, or I want us to make, is for those who are yet, assuming there's any amongst us who has not accepted Jesus as his Lord and personal Savior. Why? So that when we pray, all of us will be able to come before that throne room where we will receive answer. Because if you have not done that and you are joining us to pray, your prayer will not go anywhere. You need to believe and you need to be accepted by God as his son. And like I said, it doesn't require so much protocol. All you need to do is to sincerely accept yourself as a sinner, confess those sins, and repent of them. And that reminds me, some people don't like going for maybe evangelism or something. Because if I preach, or if they say anything and the person believes, how do I even say sinner's prayer? There's nothing so much complicated. There's nothing complicated about a sinner's prayer. This is just all about it. Let the person acknowledge as a sinner. Let the person confess his sin and accept Jesus Christ as his Lord and personal Savior. That's it. You pray for him, the rest of the work, the Holy Spirit will begin to do them. Praise the Lord. And that's exactly what we're going to do. If you're here and you have not accepted Jesus, or you accepted him but you rejected him later, you can still make the prayer. Accept that you are a sinner. Confess those sins unto God and invite Jesus into your heart as your Lord and personal Savior. If you do it genuinely, the Lord will give you the grace to live for him. Let us pray. Ask yourself, nobody is raising his hand, nobody is coming out here, except the Lord leads otherwise later. If you are a sinner and you know it, accept that you are a sinner. Confess it unto God and accept him into your life as your Lord and your personal Savior. And he will come in and he will be your Lord and Savior. And you begin to guide and to direct your life. And all those things you think were not possible, those sins you think you cannot handle, the grace will come, you'll be able to handle it. You'll be able to live for him. Thank you, Abba Father. Your word tells us that you stand and you knock at the door of our heart. And if any man or any woman or any girl, any boy opens his or her heart to you, you will come in. And so, Heavenly Father, we pray, is there any among us, O Lord, who has accepted you, who has opened the heart of his door unto you this morning? May you go in fulfillment of your word. That together, O King of glory, this assembly will be a body of believers. Thank you, Abba Father, for accepting all of us. For in Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Amen. And so, the second prayer will be making this morning is prayer of thanksgiving. I want us to stand. It's not a moment to sit. This is not when you come and sleep or come and rest. You stand for the next 5-10 minutes, it will not kill you. The Lord will give you the strength. We will be thanking Him. He's the King of Kings. All of us slept in the night, and we came to this place by His grace. And I want to remind us, or to call to our memory, that there are thousands of people who slept last night, just like you did. They are not here. They have died. Some of them are already in the mortuary. Thousands. But you and I are here. Is it not enough reason to thank God? Is it not enough reason? There are people you meet who does not know who Jesus Christ is. And if the Lord calls them today, they will spend their eternity in hellfire. But you have heard a good message, and you have surrendered your life unto God, and He is your Father, and you are rapturable as we speak. Is there any gift that you ever receive that is greater than that? We have our brothers and sisters in the last 1 year, before this prayer meeting last year, who were single. Today they are married. We have some who had no children, but today they are carrying their children. Some who they declared barren, but today they are looking for how to prevent themselves from having more children. Nigeria is hard, but there is no day you have not eaten. The Lord has been providing for you. The same malaria that you take a few tablets or injection and it is all over, have killed millions and millions of people. The same road you travel to Ituku, to anywhere you go to work, is the same road that thousands of people have died. Some people have been kidnapped once, twice, some 3 times in their lifetime. But the Lord has not allowed you to be a victim. And even when they try, they always fail. Is it not enough reason to thank God? You are a man, and when you close at work, you are rushing to go home because there is peace in your house. When we're in the bank, there are some people that when we close by 8, 9, they will go out to drink because I'm an hired owner. When they go back home, they are going to meet war. So they will wait till maybe 12, 1, 2. They will saunter into their home and leave by 5 a.m. again. But you have peace in your home. Is it not enough reason to thank God? There is joy in your heart. Yes. It's because Christ has given you this joy. I want you to open your mouth. Begin to appreciate God. Say, Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Thank you that I'm a Christian. Thank you that I believe in you. Thank you because you have accepted me. Thank you because my sins are forgiven and I can come to you as a son, as a daughter. Thank you because of the several sicknesses that you have. Open your mouth. Open that prayer of faith. You are saying those things because you know they are real. Thank God for the healings. Thank God for taking you through that treacherous road that many people have died. But you have gone through it time without number and you have come out alive. Thank God for that. Thank Him that in the midst of all this difficulty, you still have enough food to eat, and some of us even have enough to give to the next man. Thank God because of the peace in your heart and the peace in your home. Thank God for the joy of the Holy Ghost. Thank God for keeping you in business. Thousands and thousands of people have been wiped away from their businesses, but the Lord has sustained your business. It's the Lord's doing. Thank God for his promotion. Thank God for refusing to answer that prayer, that if he had answered, you would be a dead man today, or you may have backslidden from Christ. And God said no because he loves you. Some people, they don't have that opportunity because they don't have any relationship with God. But because of your relationship, when you want to take that wrong step, the Lord will prevent you from taking it. Thank God. Thank God for healing you. That sickness that has taken so many people, they told you it is over, but the Lord said it is not over, and he restored you. Thank you for peace in your extended home. There are some people that don't speak or relate with their brothers and sisters, but you do. Thank God. Thank God for the marriage. There are many singles who are trusting God for a husband or wife. They've not yet seen one. But today, when we pray, as many as are trusting God, they will receive their divinely appointed husbands and wives in Jesus' name. Thank God. Thank God. Thanks. Thanks. We give you thanks for all you have done in our life. We are so blessed. Our souls are found blessed. Oh Lord, we give you.
Mighty name we have worshipped. Daddy, that is our heart cry this morning, because our lives are evidence of the fact that you deserve all the praises we are giving you this morning. Father, we can count our blessings and we name them and we see what you have done. You have even done more than we can even see with our eyes. Thank you, Abba Father. Unto him that reigns in light inapproachable, we say thank you. For many more you even do in our lives. Thank you. Thank you for what you are, our God and our Father. Thank you because you are God. Who are we that you are mindful of us? Who are we that you care so much for us? All we have to say is thank you. May your name be glorified in our lives, now and forever. For in Jesus' mighty name we have given thanks.
Amen. Let's see some again. You can sit, please, brethren. Well, we'll be taking our second prayer. And what I want us to pray about is for us to be dead to self and alive in Christ. If this happens in your life, you will start living supernaturally and no longer naturally. The limitations that hold most of us down is because self is still ruling over Christ, over the Spirit of God in our lives. A lot of us, we say, our Christianity is devoid of power. Our Christianity is devoid of wisdom. Our Christianity is devoid of this and devoid of that. And the Lord is saying to us, just like He said to us in the prayer team, one of the reasons is because you are the one reigning in your life. That by the time you die and Christ begins to live, you also begin to manifest or to live a life at that level also. Praise the Lord. And so, even quickly, Galatians 2:20. Let's see how Apostle Paul put it. And the Lord said to us that if 10 of you in this local assembly die to self in our prayer meeting, that it will be like 10 Apostle Paul worshipping in this assembly. Do you know what it means? That you have 10 people who worship Christ at that level, who serve Him at that level. But the reason why it is not, practically speaking, is because many of us are still living life by the flesh. We are believers, so we have accepted Him. But there are levels of allowances that each and every one of us allow God to play in our lives. Galatians 2:20, Brahman.
Galatians 2:20.
Yes, please.
My old self has been crucified with Christ. Mm-hmm. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me.
Praise the Lord. That was the secret of Apostle Paul. And any other believer, whether in contemporary time or in the past, that have been able to operate in that supernatural level, that is the secret. And so that is what we want to ask God of. Even if it is 5 of us only that is able to achieve this, you will see the marvelous turnaround, the manifestation of God in this local assembly. Give it up. We love according to flesh, not according to the standard of God. We exercise faith according to the worldly standard and not according to the faith of God. We exercise wisdom of the world instead of wisdom of God. And Apostle Paul is telling us in this Galatian passage, put it off. The more you put it off, if you put off wisdom of the world, you begin to, and put on the wisdom of Christ, you begin to operate at the wisdom of Christ level. If you put off the love according to world standard and put on the love according to the standard of Christ, you begin to operate in the standard of the love of God. That is what God is saying to us. And if you want that, it is achievable. All things are possible to them that believe, as long as it is in line with the will of God. And that is the will of God, that we may all grow to the likeness and similitude and image of Jesus Christ. That is the summation of God wants of us all. And today, if you say, God, here I am, it will be possible in your life. Let us begin to pray. Ask God for the grace. God, give me the grace to lay it all, that the Spirit of Christ might take over. The way I relate with my wife, the way I relate with my children, the way I relate with my customers, the way I relate with patients. Teach me the love of Christ. Guide me by your grace that I will love the way Christ loved. Guide me, O Lord, in the exercise of wisdom, that I no longer operate by the wisdom of the world, that I operate by the wisdom of God. Guide me, O Lord, in the area of faith, that I will exercise the faith of Christ, not faith that is tainted by speaking, by the world standard. God help us. That we may operate in the similitude of Christ. Yes, Apostle Paul was a human being. And he was able to do it, we can. Elijah prayed and there was no rain for 3.5 years. And he prayed again and there was rain. And the Bible says he's a man like us. What made it possible in the life of Elijah, but it's not possible in the life of some of us? It's because our self is still dominating. God help us this morning and going forward, O King of Glory. That our self will reduce to zero. That Christ will be manifested 100% in our education, in our health, in our family, in our work, in our businesses, in everything concerning us, in our thoughts, in our emotion, in our speech, in our actions. God take over. God take over. God take over. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, help us.
Father in heaven, we want to thank you. May we clasp our hand in yours, that we may be led by you, step by step. Lord, that we may purpose in our hearts to die to self. It is a thing that is done deliberately, not passively. Father, may we consciously get ourselves to be crucified to the world and to sin, that we may resurrect with you in righteousness, that the life we henceforth be living, we showcase you in all ramifications. May it not be that we are Christians when we are in the midst of Christians. May it not be that we live hypocritically, deceiving only ourselves. You cannot be deceived. Even Satan cannot be deceived. Lord, may your grace abound unto us daily to live out the likeness of Christ in our lives, that those around us will be drawn closer to you on account of the quality of Christ-like life we live, that your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'm the God Jesus. Come the God Jesus,
I reorbo. Come the God.
Prayer for our needs. May we stand up again, because I want everybody here to benefit. The Lord is going to meet you. I speak as a son of God in whom the Holy Spirit dwells. The Lord will meet you at your point of need if you believe in Jesus' name. The only thing you came here with this morning that will go back with you are those ones that you do not have faith to access. I want us to prepare our hearts as we go before God, presenting our knees before Almighty God, who is able to do all things. As I pray for our young ladies and young men who are trusting God for their life partners, that God will remove every barrier, spiritual barrier, psychological barrier, physical barriers, to as many as are ripe and mature to be a wife or to be a husband. That the Lord will, if you are in this category, begin to pray and ask God. He is here. His Spirit is here. He will hear and He will answer. Thank God to send your husband or your wife, as the case may be. The Lord is in charge of the north, the south, the east, and the western part of this world. He will bring them from wherever they are to meet you. If you have a loved one you are trusting for marriages, this is your time. This is the time. The atmosphere is right, and God is here to hear and to answer you. There is power in corporate prayer. There is power in corporate anointing. If two or three of you shall agree concerning a matter, our God, He said He will hear and He will answer. Begin to thank God. Thank Him. You have not seen the husband and you have not seen the wife, but I want you to begin to thank Him. Thank Him because the Lord has released them and you have received them by faith. And the manifestation will not be long in coming. Thank you, Abba Father, for visiting our singles in the area of marriage. Calling forth, O Lord, their husband and their wives from the north and the south and the east and the western part of this world. Thank you for answers to prayer. Yes, some of these requests have lasted long. It has been presented before you. But today, you say that the heaven is open to hear those who are asking for their marriage partners. Thank you, Abba Father. We receive the answers to our prayer with thanksgiving. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. And there are so many of our midst who are trusting God for the fruit of the womb. They've been married, some of them, for many years. Oh! Children are a heritage from the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is a reward. Father, Abraham waited for about 25 years, and you heard him. Hannah waited, and you heard him. Isaac and Rebecca waited, and you heard them. Today, Lord, may you hear our people who have been trusting and waiting on you for your own children. Begin to pray that the Lord will remove every spiritual barrier, that the Lord will remove every mental barrier, that the Lord will remove every physical barrier, that these people, they will conceive and carry their own children, males and females. It is the delight of our Lord to bless His children. He's a sun and a shield, and no good thing will he withhold from there that walk uprightly. Psalm 84. And today, the Lord said, I'm visiting the barren in your midst. And today, the Lord said, they are carrying their children. Yes, the Lord said, about two of them are carrying their twins. And the Lord said, I have heard your cry. And the Lord said, this is a day of remembrance. And the Lord said, I have answered you. And the Lord said, for waiting for me, for exercising faith on me, and I am faithful, and I will not put to shame as many as put their trust in me. Thank you, Abba Father, for hearing and for answering our mothers, for answering our parents who are trusting you for their own children, who are trusting you for a marriage child, who are trusting you possibility. If Abraham could give birth at 99 or 100, why can't any of us here? If the wife of Abraham, who was probably her 70s, could deliver, Father, you can set aside menopause. Thank you, O Lord, for answers to our prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Oh, thank you, Lord. And we're praying yet again concerning the Lord's provision. The days we are hard in Egypt, but the Lord provided for his people in Goshen. The Lord shielded them, and they did not feel the adversity of the time and the period. And it is same God we are calling upon, not on a different God. I want you to open your mouth in prayer if you believe the word of God and begin to ask him for supernatural supply. He said he's the one who gives the ability to make wealth. Ask God for wisdom to make wealth. Ask him for understanding to make wealth. Ask him for connection to make wealth. Ask him for favor to make wealth. Ask him for every provision that you need, no matter what they are. Our God said he is here to answer us. Don't keep silent. Don't keep quiet. Don't keep mute. Don't get distracted. The Lord is here. His Spirit is here. He is hearing us and is answering us. I will receive the answers in due time in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father. Thank you for your supernatural provision. Thank you for your sufficiency. Thank you, Lord, for that job. Thank you, Lord, for that contract. Thank you, Lord, for that promotion. Thank you, Lord, for that elevation. David said, I've been young and now I am old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his children beg bread. We are your children, O King of glory. Thank you for your supernatural supply unto each and every one of us. In Jesus' name we pray. And this time around, we're going to be asking God for exam success. Some of us have taken some exams, 1, 2, 3, maybe a number of times, and it looks like that exam is not passable. It is not true. The Lord gives wisdom. I remember those days, as a young believer, I was looking at one of Kenneth Hagin's books. And he said he was a C and a D student. But when he gave his life to Christ and the Holy Spirit began to operate, he moved from C and D to straight A. He scored A all throughout his academic career from the time he believed. God did not do it for Kenneth Hagin and stopped. God is still doing it. So begin to ask God, if you are a student or you have students who are struggling anyway, ask God for supernatural understanding, the ability to read and understand, the ability to retain what they have read, the ability to write well in all the exams, and the favor of God, even concerning the people that will mark their papers. That no longer will they come back to testify that they passed A and they didn't pass B. No, it will be success all through. The Lord with was with Daniel, and the Bible said he was 10 times wiser than his men. Ask the Lord. Ask the Lord. Every academic barrier, every promotional barrier in our academics, anything that has been responsible for lack of success in our examination, be their school exam, be their professional exam, whatever form of exam, that the siege is broken this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father, for the success that you have given to our people, and we receive them with thanksgiving in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. You are the Lord that healeth us.
You are the Lord my
life of your husband or wife, son, brother or sister, that's your loved ones. They may not be here, just like the centurion, the servant was not there. But because of his faith, the Lord extended the hand of healing unto the servant of centurion. The Syrophoenician woman, the daughter was not there. But because of her faith, the Lord also healed the daughter. Stretch forth your hand, open your mouth, and begin to pray for healing. Pray. Pray. That gland malfunctioning, that is what they say. That the Lord will make the gland to begin to function properly. There's gland malfunctioning. They said the gland is not functioning well. The Lord said, I have remembered these people this morning. Their gland will function perfectly well. They have received your healing because you have called upon me. I'm the Lord that healeth you. I am the Lord that healeth you. The Lord said this word. The healing is a bread unto his children. Healing is a prayer unto his children. Speak concerning the kidney related problem. That the Lord will normalize it. That the Lord will normalize every kidney related problem. That from today, when next they go for tests, it will be negative. Because the Lord has supernaturally healed every kidney related problem. That is not pumping very well. Ask him to remove all the blockages, normalize the body system, that the heart will begin to function perfectly well, even if it has been not been functioning well from the beginning. That because our God has decided to visit people with heart-related problems today, their hearts will begin to function normal. To that your leg. Oh yes, the Lord said. Everything concerning that your leg, the Lord is rectifying it. As you touch that leg and you believe in the healing power that is in the blood of Christ, he said, by the stripes of the son of my son Jesus, you have been made whole. Receive the healing. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, and then I want us to pray for the needs of the church. Our church. Using it as point of contact. We need spiritual growth. And we need a numerical growth. We need the provisions of God. We need his presence. We need his manifestation. And this moment we are going to go to God in prayer. If there is any need of this church, you are trusting God. And as we do this prayer, if you have your pen, write it. The Spirit of the Lord said, I am here to hear and answer you. Write it so that when it is fulfilled, you will know that the Lord has gone ahead of us. So, I want you to begin to lift up this church. Pray. First of all, for spiritual growth. That no longer will any person numbered amongst us function carnally. No longer will anybody numbered amongst us function carnally. And for perfection in the spirit, I repeat here the third time, that no longer will anybody numbered amongst us function carnally. Begin to pray and ask God for anything you are believing him for concerning this church. Yeah. Those people who are discouraged, that the Lord will be their encouragement. Those who are weak, that the Lord will be their strength. Those who lack understanding, that God will be their understanding. Those who are deceived, that the Lord will remove the cloak of deception from their eyes and from their heart and cause them to believe, to have understanding, and to walk in them. Pray for the spiritual growth, for the strengthening, that as a choir minister, they will minister as oracles of God. And anyone who comes to preach will not just preach a message that we will all hear and clap at me, but that the message will be backed up spiritually, and they will accomplish the purpose for which the Lord sends them out. Pray for the Bible study unit, that they will dig deeper into the Word of God, and as they release this Word of God, that they will accomplish the purpose for which the Lord sends them forth. Pray for the ushering unit, for the IT unit, for every unit in this assembly. Pray for the finances that we need, that every work of God that He has put in our hand, that the Lord will release ahead of time the finances to do it. That never will our hearts shake on account of any project, because the Lord will go ahead and begin to make provisions. Pray for the gift of the Holy Spirit and for His manifestation. Yes, gift of speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, prophecy, the gift of healing. Pray for the gift of ministration in songs and worship. Pray that we will all bear the fruit of the Spirit. Not only will we have the gift, because the Lord said, by their fruits we shall know them. And everyone numbered amongst us will bear the fruit of righteousness by the grace of God from this moment going forward. Pray. Pray, brethren. Pray for this church. Thank you, Abba Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And finally, let's pray for the nation. Oh, we are praying because the Lord said we should pray, and because it's the right thing to do, and because we believe that when we pray, because we are His children, He will answer us. If my people who are called by my name and humble themselves and pray. If you know the song, give us that song.
And turn from their wicked ways.
Yes, Lord.
I will hear from heaven.
I will hear from heaven.
I will hear from heaven.
Yes, Lord.
And I will heal their land.
So we are the lost people called by His name, because we have believed in Him, we have accepted Him into our lives. And so we ask God to come and take control. The Bible says that the people rejoice when the righteous is in authority. And they rejoice even the more. I'm putting this one. When the Lord is in authority over that land. And so we are calling God to come and take over. We know not. Sometimes we want to raise interest rate, another time they want to bring, they are confused. Confusion cannot lead us anywhere. We need that man who knows, that God who knows the way in the wilderness. And I want us to call upon Him to come and take over the economy, take over the school system, take over the hospital system, take over the security system, take over every system in this nation. The nation is made up of systems, and all the systems are rotten. But we are inviting God, open your mouth, brethren. If you want to see a turnaround, you cannot keep quiet when we are making a prayer of faith. Open your mouth and say, God, if you know where He's pinching you concerning this nation, ask the Lord to come in and reign. Ask the Lord to come in and reign in the economy, in the decisions that I'm making. Ask the Lord in His own way to quench corruption, that these resources that would have been in the interest of everybody is cornered just by a few. Ask the Lord to help us, so that wickedness will be taken away from our hearts and selfishness will be replaced by selflessness. May we call on our brother, Professor Marire, to come and tidy this prayer as we conclude.
We lift your name. We lift your name. We lift your name. We lift Jesus. We lift your name. We lift Jesus. We lift your name. We lift your name. Shout and praise. We present our country Nigeria before your throne of grace. Father, you rule it over the affairs of men, and you know the beginning to the end and end to the beginning. There is none like you. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that there be a visitation from heaven over Nigeria, that there be a turnaround over Nigeria, that the reign of God be made manifest over our country, Nigeria. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Father, we have sinned. We have erred. We have done corruptly. But all power belongs to you. And you're able to do all things and turn all things and make all things to work according to your will. No matter what has happened, if God arises, the situation in Nigeria will change. Oh Lord, arise that a new Nigeria will be born, even according to your promises. From the time of Baalteen and the time that many prophecies have gone over Nigeria, Father, the time to visit Nigeria is now. We cry unto you for a visitation over our country in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, and that God will lift up our ruler, President Tinubu and his cabinet, the governors, and all of them that are in authority. The Bible said it, that we should pray for them. And so we lift all of them before the throne of our God, that the Lord will touch them, and they will begin to think about the will of God for Nigeria. They begin to implement and do the will of God for Nigeria. We pray in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We believe you will visit us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Brethren, I wanted us to close, but the Lord reminded me of one prayer. There are some families here where there is no peace. And the Lord said, I'm about to do something. And the Lord said, I'm about to do something. And the Lord said, I'm about to do something. I want us to open our mouth and begin to pray for such family. That there will be reconciliation. There will be forgiveness. There will be love. There will be understanding. There will be progress. There will be unity. There will be strength together. Let's pray that the Lord will forgive them of all the trespasses that led to this misunderstanding. The Lord will resolve it over and above them. That the Lord will raise men and women, peacemakers and peacekeepers, to be part of the life of this family, for their sake and for the sake of their children and for the sake of the body of Christ. Decree peace, decree unity, decree understanding, decree love, decree oneness in this family. Decree that the Lord will take over. That what the enemy meant for evil, that the Lord will turn them around for the good of these families. Pray for yourself. Pray for your friends. Pray for members of this church who may not be here. Pray for extended relatives. Our desire is that nothing will make us to miss heaven. That nothing will make us not to be able to represent Christ the way we ought to, wherever we are. And we cannot do this when there is no peace in our homes and in our heart. Thank you, Abba Father, for restoring peace in these homes. Thank you, Abba Father, for the turnaround, massive and unimaginable turnaround that you have brought about in this nation. Thank you for the supernatural healing. Thank you for exam successes. Thank you, Abba Father, for marriages, unimaginable. People who thought it is all over, people have written off, you are remembering them. Thank you, King of Glory, for those womb, for those sperm count that they said is not good enough. But Lord, you said today, you are making it to be good enough. And they are receiving their children. Thank you for those two couples that you are giving twins. And they are receiving it in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the great turnaround that you are making in our finances. That none who is numbered among us will suffer any loss because we are in your Goshen in Nigeria. Thank you, Abba Father, for all things that work here together. For good, for they that love you and they that are called according to your purpose. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed, praised and worshipped. Amen.
Open unto you, hallelujah.